When Jenkins announced her decision to retire from Congress, State Senator Steve Fitzgerald was interested in running, but willing to defer to any number of more high-profile Republicans.
There are some others that I think if they were running, I would not. So I'm going to watch and see.
That was in February. In the months that followed, several big names passed on the race. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach opted to run for governor, and Attorney General Derek Schmidt decided to stay put a while longer. So Fitzgerald, a far-right conservative from Leavenworth, jumped in to save the seat for Republicans.
Bernie and Hillary's Democrats are desperate to retake Congress and resume their death march to socialism. We cannot let that happen.
But it could happen. Democrats at the state and national levels have the second district race circled because they think they have a candidate who can win, even though he didn't his last time out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
In 2014, Paul Davis almost unseated Republican Governor Sam Brownback.
While we fell just short of the outcome we wanted, I would do it all over again in a second.
So he is, but this time he's running for Congress. In the gubernatorial race against Brownback, Davis, a partner in a Lawrence law firm, carried the 2nd District by 6 points. And so far, he's raised more campaign cash than his Republican rivals combined. Those are reasons to think he could score an upset victory, even in a Republican-leaning district, so says University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller.
Clearly, Paul Davis showed he could appeal to some of those right-leaning voters in 2014. His challenge is to replicate that and really get back that center-to-right support that can carry him over.
Davis is also feeling okay about his chances.
You know, I also know that I'm a Democrat in Kansas, and things are never easy.
Davis's first hurdle will be getting by primary opponent Kelly Stanley, a small business owner from St. Paul in southeast Kansas. He would then have to court independents and moderate Republicans by promising to work across the aisle. On issues from taxes to health care, Davis says Kansans are tired of hyper-partisanship.
What I really see most profoundly is just a big disconnect between what people are talking about at their kitchen tables and the everyday struggles that they're having and what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now.
While there are still no marquee names among the 5 candidates seeking the GOP nomination, the field includes several conservative state legislators attempting to step up in class. In addition to Fitzgerald, there's Representative Kevin Jones, a former Green Beret from Wellsville, and Senator Karen Tyson from Parker. Tyson says she and Fitzgerald are different kinds of conservatives.
I'm more what's considered a reasonable conservative in the sense that I think that we need the debate.
Tyson, who has 2 graduate degrees, manages a cattle ranch in Linn County with her husband. She supports President Trump and says so do a lot of others in the district.
A majority of people, I think, tend to take the attitude they wish he wouldn't tweet so much. But they agree with the agenda that he campaigned on.
In particular, Tyson says she supports the president's efforts to lower taxes and shrink the federal government.
We have overreached what the government was intended for. I mean, we need to get back to state sovereignty.
One of several websites that closely tracks congressional races, Sabato's Crystal Ball, recently altered its forecast on the 2nd District, moving it from the likely Republican column to Republican-leaning. That's a slight change, but one Miller says signals a competitive contest.
I don't think that either side has a clear leg up. You know, the strengths of Paul Davis versus the Republican tilt of the district, we don't really know how that will come out.
The only safe prediction, Miller says, is that the 2nd District race will be closer than it has been since 2008, when Len Jenkins edged the then Democratic incumbent, Nancy Boyda. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.